Everybody, thank you once again for joining us on another bonus episode of Small Town Murder. But this is really kind of a combination bonus of all of our kind of things here. This is a Jimmy and James bonus. This is a Jimmy's bonus is what you're getting here. Yeah. It's because this is something we discovered. We've been doing the prisoner dating game on Small Town Murder for a while. And then this week we'll do a thing on crime and sports where if it's an old story, something from like the 80s, I'll talk about, you know, an article that I found in the paper about this story, and then I'll say, but here's something interesting, the sales, and then we'll talk about sales that are also in that newspaper.
Those are always so great.
Some terrible technology from 1982 that's it's funny, right?
It's hysterical that cost then
is more than now.
Insanity compared to what it costs today.
Yeah, so in addition to the sales, I did a thing where I found some personal ads too, where I said there's a sale and here's some personal ads. There's basically people on sale that you can get. And people
low price of forever.
Free forever. So people went nuts for it. They thought they really fucking enjoyed it. So we're going to do a bonus episode of just personal ads from like 30 years ago from the newspaper. Okay. Weird bonus show, but it's going to be funny. So buckle up because there is some funny shit here. Let's dive right into it. Okay. By the way, stay around for the end because the last segment of personal ads are from LA Weekly magazine. Oh, so they're nuts. They're fucking, they're like all weird, wacky, weird
they
ones.
Got some kinks.
Yeah. A lot of these are from Cincinnati in 1991. I found some from like Pennsylvania in like 1990, and I found some from like Alabama in 88. So
this is like right in the time of it's recent enough,
to
where this is what Plenty of Fish would have been. Back
exactly,
then.
this is what your dating life would have been if you didn't have apps. This is what I'm getting at, like this is pre that. So
just before them,
let's dive right in here because we got a good amount of them. I found one here. It's a female executive, 40, financial. Financially and emotionally secure, outdoors type, prefer the woods to the Waldorf.
All right.
She prefers the woods to the Waldorf.
I don't believe you.
All right. Would rather go sailing than shopping. Well, sailing's still expensive. You didn't say would rather go camping than fucking spending. You said sailing than shopping, which honestly, that's probably a wash in terms of price.
Goddamn sailboat. You like the Waldorf.
Yeah,
stop that.
Sailing. I'd rather have the woods, but then I'll also go sailing. Interesting. Okay. She is seeking a, quote, seeking a tall, sorry, Jimmy. By the way,
as always,
one thing we've recognized in this is women have very specific height requirements in personal
lives. 5'8", ain't it?
5'8", 5'9", right. They say must be 5'10 or over. Right. This person is just tall, putting a blanket, just tall. You know if you're tall or not.
You know it.
A tall, active, humorous, easygoing counterpart with similar interests. Yeah. Okay, so there you go.
Humorous is different from funny.
Because
funny is like the guy that's
make
funny.
Me laugh.
Yeah.
Humorous is you like to laugh at things and
make me giggle on a sailboat.
Yeah, exactly. You're not just stern and meh and boring. Here's one here. Good looking, upbeat woman with personality. Mm-hmm. All right. Style and grace. Personality, style, and grace.
That's what she calls herself.
She said upbeat woman with personality, style, and grace. Okay. Is seeking a ballroom dance partner if you are a respectable man.
Okay.
You need to be 30 to 50 years old, who loves to dance or has a serious interest in learning how to drop me a new how to drop me a note and we'll give it a whirl. Okay. That's what she says there.
And then she gives an address. And then fucking.
And it's box 622 at the paper there. Here's one titled, quote, I'm tired of rearranging my sock drawers.
What?
I don't know why.
Oh, she's bored.
It's a he. This is a he. He's tired of rearranging his sock. No. I think he expects a woman to rearrange his sock drawers. I think he's tired of doing it himself. When you read it, I think he... Listen.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, I think he's like, I'm a guy. What am I doing with these fucking socks all the time? Short ones in the front.
I've always got an extra couple.
Christ almighty.
That don't match.
Got black ones mixed in with blue ones. It's not going well. He says, quote, are you a stable, fit lady over 40 with old-fashioned values who enjoys sand, sun, skiing, jacuzzi for two, country life, meaningful relationships, enjoys hugs and gentle touches? If this sounds compatible to you, send photo with a note.
If this sounds compatible to you, prove it, you chubby bitch.
Then she, yeah, I don't trust you. Then he gives his fucking box there and then says, quote, P.S. Feel funny? So do I. What? That's it. Dot, dot, dot.
Okay.
So do I. Dot, dot, dot. Feel funny? I don't know. What the fuck does he mean? Funny? Are you a little queasy or what?
Yeah. Also, he's trying to be, what is that, clever? It's not clever. It's like, it's leaving like mystery.
Yeah.
Ooh, feel funny? So do I.
So do I.
I'm mysterious. Feeling... You don't know what that means.
I found one for you here, Jeremy. This next one is for you.
Okay.
Okay? This, she's looking for you. Check it out.
All right.
Quote, white Christian lady.
Yeah.
51, Loretta Lynn look.
Fuck yeah.
Wishes to meet a businessman that loves the Lord and children. Under 5'11. He's looking for under 5'11. That's the first one we've seen an under height requirement for.
Minus the Lord and her children. I love my children. Fuck your kids, lady.
No, sorry. Her kids. And the Lord. I mean, it's very important. Lord came before children, I might add. So... that tells you a lot right there. Yeah. The Lord and children, not the other way around. Quiet spirit, likes beards and men with lots of hair. Okay well, you're half of that. You have a beard, and it's the rest of you. She didn't say where she wanted the hair to be.
Where.
I mean, if she likes it on an ass, then you're in business. 5'11", under 5'11", beard, hairy ass, you're her guy.
Wait till you see these shoulders, babe.
Oh, baby. It's going to be hot stuff.
These thighs are incredible.
Oh.
What do you think about ingrown ones? How do you like those?
Oh, sexy? Sexy to you?
Got them in my armpits, babe. Come over.
Man, it's... I think she's ready for you, Jimmy. Here's a man here looking for somebody. He's a white male, 38 years old, 5'8", sensitive, and sensitive, caring, and honest.
Same season.
Likes walking the ocean shore at night, autumn foliage, Christmas lights and ornaments, looking for honest, petite to average-sized woman.
Okay.
Look,
yeah.
I'm not, you know...
Sometimes you like a burger.
It's all right. Yeah,
I do too.
It's fine. No problems there.
Can we stop with likes to walk the beach at night?
Average.
Everybody loves to walk the beach.
Everyone likes the beach.
Every time a fucking day.
The beach is terrific.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff here.
We get it.
People like leaves, autumn foliage. Who goes, these fucking leaves are changing. Now I'm going inside. These leaves are changing. It's pissing me
off.
They're
not even green.
Fucking ugly as shit. They're
all over the ground.
All these hues of orange and red. Fuck this. This is gross.
Looks like the trees are on fire and I'm scared.
And Christmas lights and ornaments?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course he likes that.
Idiot.
That's great.
That's cheery.
It's fucking great.
Makes you smile.
Yeah, I know lots of Jewish people are like, I'd really love a Christmas tree. Like, I don't care about any of that stuff, but that shit looks fun. I've heard that. Lots.
Great.
Yeah, grew up in New York.
All Hanukkah in one day? It's great.
I grew up in New York. Lots of kids were like, man, a fucking tree. Looks good. Telling you, I know stuff.
See through the window, it's so cool.
Oh, shit. Petite to average size. I just love that one.
I'd like to know what average means to him, though.
What's average? It's not really average.
It ain't 180, 190.
No.
Which is fucking average.
He's like,
you know,
110 to 125 in that range, somewhere in there.
You know, right around average.
You know, right around, you know, average. Average. You know that is, right? Yeah. Now we have, quote, here's somebody, average looks. 36, small built, shy, single dad of two. Jesus Christ. You want to make it any less attractive?
Yeah.
Blue collar work. Okay. And I have no money. Okay. So he said,
yeah, no money.
I'm not very good looking.
Scabbed up.
Yeah. And average looks, you're going to up yourself.
Yeah.
So average means ugly, small, ugly, skinny, shy, fucking guy who already has two kids and doesn't make a lot of money.
I got no money. I got two kids.
Lined up at the door.
I'm ugly. I got no money. I got two kids I can't pay for.
And I'm 36. How's that sound?
And it's almost over.
And he seeks stable female interested in beach, boat, camp, camping, rock music, and kids. So there's that.
So please bring all of that because I have nothing. I'll bring the kids.
I got that part. Here's a black female, 49, with accent. Doesn't say where their accent is from.
Jamaica?
With accent. Could be anywhere.
Alabama.
fucking
entirely
London.
Entirely different accents.
Vancouver, I don't know. Looking for a nice, honest, open-minded friend who loves dancing and going places, age 40 to 50. Whoa.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
This is for real, bro. This is fucking amazing. Jimmy, I'm going to give this to you.
Okay.
Friend who loves dancing and going places, age 40 to 50. What's that say?
6 foot over.
No, that's not 6 feet. She fucked it up.
He must be 6 inches
or over.
Holy
yes, that's what I'm saying. So either
she's
she
not
did
talking
that,
about height.
She either fucked up and doesn't know that one dash is foot and two is inches and said 6 feet or over.
She certainly knows.
She said, you better be able to tie your cock in a knot or else I don't want any part of you.
That is unbelievable.
I better be able to jump rope with that fucking thing, or I'm not interested. One of the two.
Six inches or, and she didn't write bigger.
Over. How many calls did she get? And people going, I got a fucking 12. She's like, why are all these guys telling, when you put a personal ad out, guys just call you and tell you how big their dick is.
I put out a personal ad, and all I got were Polaroids of enormous
cocks.
It's so
weird. Imagine if someone said that on, like, you know, a dating app.
Right.
They did nothing but dick pics flooding them 6 inches or
all I got was pictures of cocks
and
next to beer cans.
That's in the newspaper. She can't fix that with one. Go in and edit it. Oh, my bad. Click. No, that's in there.
Daisy.
It's circulated throughout the population. Jeez, it's there now. We're talking about it. She did that in 1991 in Cincinnati. She fucked up.
Running to the newspaper to white out.
Oh, man. Oh, damn it. Shit.
One little dash. That's it.
I wish I knew what accent to give her, but I don't. I just know she has an accent, so I don't know what accent to give her to say. Oh, shit. I fucked up in the paper. Here's another one here. This is all capital letters, this ad. All caps. Big, pretty, divorced white female.
Okay.
Big and pretty and divorced. Yep. Active, secure. I feel like she's yelling this at me. It's look at the capital letter. Don't you feel like she's screaming that at you?
Oh, my God. It wasn't just the big, pretty.
No, it's all of it is in caps. Active, secure, smart. 40, wants smart, funny, responsible male, friend.
Friend.
Period. Friend.
Football friend.
Fucking football friend.
New car friend.
New car friend. Oh, friend.
Oh, friend.
What is B-I-W-F? Is that bi white female?
Yeah.
But this is like 1991 in Cincinnati.
She knew it.
That? Maybe.
She knew it then.
Bi white female, 27, seeking fun times with bi white female.
Fuck
yeah, that's what she's after.
That's a party, bro.
Fit and attractive, looking for same.
Let's be crazy.
Jesus Christ.
She's throwing it out there.
Fuck, Jimmy.
In 1991?
It was 30 years ago, but she's only in her 50s now. You could probably still catch up to her. I'm just saying.
She might be tired.
Maybe. Bi white female again. 28, 5'3", 110 pounds, seeks bi white female for fun times and relationships.
What?
Can we hook them up together?
Yeah. Also, who knew that Cincinnati was so goddamn fun?
More bi white female. 32, seeks bi white female. 28 to 35 for sincere, for friendship. Sincere only.
I can get three is together.
Yeah. Well, let's have a party. Divorced Hispanic female, sensuous, loves salsa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Music or the actual salsa?
Doesn't specify.
She'll take both.
She loves salsa. She likes to eat salsa and then dance. Seeks male partner with mambo beat and feet.
Okay.
Love
rhymer too.
Love in heart and brains in head. All capital letters and 3 exclamation points. No deadbeats.
Oh.
She's had one. She's had a couple guys sitting on her couch for more than she'd like them to.
They're still sitting there while she writes this
ad. Yeah, it's just no deadbeats like fucking Julio over here, you fucking piece of shit.
Unbelievable. You ate all the salsa.
God damn it. You don't even know how to dance. But you sure sleep on my fucking couch, you loser.
Lazy fucking jerk.
Here's one. Do not read this ad unless you're a single white female aged 18 to 30. Well, I'm disobeying already.
Keep going, James.
Age 18 to 30, who would appreciate a generous, divorced white male, 44. So he's looking for 18 to 30.
Yeah.
Dude's 44.
Yeah.
For occasional companionship and romance. He's looking to pay. He said generous.
Yeah.
He's looking for
he's
a
looking
young
for a
lady
that's regular.
Yeah, that he or just someone that he can like take on vacations and she'll fuck
sugar
him
daddy.
For it. Yeah, a sugar daddy must be beautiful, fair skinned, sweet and sincere. Permanent relationship possible. Send a photo.
Maybe
is what it says. Wow. Possible permanent relationship possible.
Maybe depends on how good you are.
Wow. Here's Jesus. Do you enjoy an intelligent conversation over mixed drinks and smokes?
Uh-huh.
Divorced white male, 65, seeks petite white female. Cookout, cooking, fun and games. Any age, own home. I guess they could be any age. He owns his home, is what he's saying here.
Or stay in your own fucking house.
Yeah. Wow. Doe-eyed bottle blonde 22.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay.
So it's blue eyes? Is that what that is?
Doe, I think big eyes.
Big eyes, got it.
Big eyes and bleach blonde hair. 22, seeks great writing by attractive author.
What?
In need of good proofing? ? I think she's trying to be cheeky, like you author a letter to me, and I'll proof it for you. But she's really going to confuse people.
Yeah, she is. But she's not going to get the smart guys.
No,
there aren't enough that are understanding what she's saying.
The guys who are sending pictures that are giant cocks are just going to send them to that.
Proof this.
Yeah, proof my 9 inches of fucking
a flaccid.
Hold on,
Coke can cock.
I was going to mail it to that other lady, but let me mail it to you instead. Here's one divorced. I don't know what W is.
Divorced woman.
Duh. Well, usually they have a race in there. Divorced woman, 34.
Or she's like, divorced what?
Divorced white. That's what I thought at first. Like, divorced white. Jesus.
You get it.
What are you? Doesn't matter. I just want white people. I don't care what they have between their legs as long as they're white. I've never seen that before. Never seen that. Like, people are gay, straight. Yeah. They're into what they're into. No one is that. I've never heard that before.
I don't give a shit.
Just race. I don't care about age. Age, fucking looks, intelligence. Jesus, divorced white. Gender don't matter to me, as long as you're white. What would you even call that?
Divorced white.
Racially, sexually racial.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what the official term. 5'11", 170 pounds. It's a tall woman.
It's a big divorce. It's
a lot of women. Good looking, honest, caring, sincere, and fun.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy many activities. Seek attractive, fit, single, divorced female.
Oh. So that's a divorced white man.
Yeah, I think he forgot the M.
He did.
That's what he did.
Because he's a
fun,
dumb man.
Friendship, and possibly he's being cheap.
Yeah.
He's like, I guess they're going to know that. Let's see here. Jesus Christ. I love this. Let's see. Another bi. Bi white female, attractive, 21, seeks relationship with bi white female, 20 to 22. First time, mine too.
Oh, I just found out I'm bi.
My God. Must have own transportation also. Waiting for God.
Drive over here.
Good Lord.
I'm going to, too, and I want to watch.
This is ridiculous. Did teenage boys write this to just, they could jerk off to it later?
This is going to be the clumsiest fuck you've ever seen.
Bi white female to get together with this handsome white male. He's looking for a bi white female to get together with him. Yeah, I'm sure you are. To share life's pleasures.
Yeah.
Yeah, like having other chicks over to fucking,
chick, her name's Pleasure.
Yeah. She enjoys boats, sports, and good conversation. Yeah, he likes fucking other two women at a time on a boat. He considers it a sport, and he likes to talk about it afterwards. That's what that says. It's a sport to fuck young girls on boats and then talk about it.
Tell
everyone. That's his next ad in the newspaper is, I did it. Yay, one answered. Holy shit, it's amazing. I'll send pics.
Here's how it went down.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Ooh.
His next ad is, it worked.
It worked. Here's quite the package. Uh-huh. Divorced white female, 21 years old, with two beautiful girls. Don't say they're beautiful. Yeah, what are you, attracting pedophiles? I get what you're saying. Say two wonderful children or so. Two beautiful girls. What are you? That's
good Lord.
Attracting the wrong. And one on the way.
Oh, my God. And don't worry. If girls are too old.
Drops knocked up. This one could be a boy. Who the fuck knows? Maybe. Looking for one special man who'll love us. Must be affluent and not an abuser.
Wow. Be a rich child molester.
I want to be, yeah, you need to be rich and take care. Wow, okay. Attractive, clean, fit, single Hispanic male, 29, seeks bi white female. This is some balls here. For friendship and romance. Must be sexy and clean. Satisfaction guaranteed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
I suck the greatest.
You
don't
have
worry.
No idea about the dicks I suck. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Listening to those ads, though, James, it is no wonder that it was so easy to scam people and dupe them back then with dates. You've seen like Unsolved Mysteries where a guy would like swoop into town and sweep a woman off her feet and then steal 30 grand from her and blow town.
Yeah.
Those women are so fucking desperate and it's screaming of how
desperate
they are. Yeah.
The men do.
Yeah, but those... And it's women would do that to men, but men would do it mostly to the women.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so obvious.
Scamming an older woman, 90-day fiancé style.
Steal from me.
Here's one. Attractive, fun-loving, sincere, single white male. He's really selling himself.
Yeah.
26, 5'9", professional, seeks attractive, mature, single white female, 22 to 30, for friendship and romance.
He's 5'7".
That's nice, and he's 5'7". Attractive, generous, bi white female, 30, 5'5", 140 pounds, seeks attractive, bi white female, that's free. That's free Thursday night and Friday mornings and days.
That's it.
She is sensual and fun. Literally.
I got a tight schedule.
Friday, I want to fuck some broad Thursday night into Friday morning, right, and then I am done with you till next week. Wow.
Maybe have lunch with you and see you on your way.
That's very specific.
It is.
That's super specific. God, I got to open up my schedule. Attractive petite redhead seeking sincere country gentleman interested in country music, country cooking, and the mountains.
Okay.
Wow. 57 to 70.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's never a country girl. It's a country... used to be a girl a long, long time
ago. That's the thing, yeah.
Country girls don't
now,
exist.
No, well, girls, no. Attractive, professional, what is divorced? What is DWCF?
Oh.
Divorced white.
Divorced with children and family?
With, I don't know, 45. A realist, secure and sensitive, enjoys friends and family, wishes to meet divorced white male with same qualities. Okay. Attractive single white female, 24, 5'11, full-time job, part-time student, seeks honest single white male, enjoy romance, music, dancing, and beaches. She doesn't seem like she needs an ad.
No.
She's like they'd be falling out of the sky for.
Yeah.
Attractive single white female, 30, 135 pounds, blue eyes, seeks financially secure, too wealthy, nice. Wow. That's fucking amazing.
She knows that her looks are
nice gent.
Temporary.
Yep. Secure to wealthy, nice gent for lasting relationship. Yes.
Yeah.
Here is attractive white female, 57, med. I don't know what that
medical
is.
Medical student?
Med, 57. Med, medium build, sorry.
Got
medium
it.
Build, owns home. I love movies, country music, dining out, and evenings at home, seeking comparable. Okay. Here's a cute... Don't do it.
Oh,
cute, single white male. Don't call yourself cute.
Don't.
Okay.
How old is he?
32.
No, oh, you asshole.
Cute, single white male, 32, tall and lean, nurse, old hippie, various interests.
Looking for another dude.
Seek single white female, single Jewish female, or single Hispanic female, 21 to 37 for love, romance, and marriage. He knows what he likes. 21 to 37? 21 to 37. He's 32.
Okay.
So it's anywhere in there. Here's a CWM. What is C? So that's the status. That's where the divorce would be. What would C be? It's not separated. It's not.
No, I don't know.
Cock-licking white male. Cock-licking white male, 48, educated, likes beach, walks, music, fun, needs female friend to share with. Tell me about yourself. No drugs, no smoking. This is a great one coming up.
Okay, it says, what does CWM mean? It is, goddammit, Welsh? No, stop that. CWM and fucking on street terms, you
cock
idiots. It must. I don't know.
Here's one, quote, dangerously handsome Greek man, 38.
Oh, boy.
Dangerously handsome. Seeks attractive single white female, 25 to 40, who likes to have fun skiing, diving, and walking on the beach. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Dark, handsome, divorced white male, 59, retired. What is this? Ex-confident normal Ed? I don't know what the fuck that means. Seeks secure, educated, stunning female for tennis, swimming, friendships, dinings. I cook, out, I treat. Mm-hmm. So he's going to feed you, goddammit. Here we go. Did you find it yet, Jimmy?
Let's
retire it for now.
All right. Okay. It seems like it's fucking demeaning. That angel salt is such a CWM. I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. All right. Here's one here. Okay. Here's a daunted. That's the first word in the capitals. Daunted, but hopeful. She's trying.
Yeah.
Single white female, red/brown, 43, 5'6", seeks divorced white male for fun and relationship.
Okay.
S/LD. I don't know what that means.
God damn it.
Likes music, old movies, and books. I don't know. DBM.
What
the fuck is that? Black male. Divorced black male.
There you go.
6'2". 6'2", 245 pounds, well built, has own home, great job. Look at this.
Yeah.
Seeks divorced white female or single white female who loves a good time and good relationships. Okay. Mm-hmm. Divorced female, great figure, pretty face. Needs sensitive, tall black male for adventure and fun, marriage oriented, over 35.
That sounds hot.
There you go. Divorced white male, 40, 6 foot, 180, Central Florida area. Well, that's right away a plus. Fun loving, enjoys children, seeks female 30 to 40 who wants more out of life. Divorced white female, 21. Jesus, man, another one with the fuck with kids on the way here. Let's see. Divorced white female, 27, 5'8", 215 pounds. Damn. Seeks white male, 25 to 30, for friendship or more. I am a smoker and enjoys life, love, and fun. Please call if interested. Here's a divorced white female, 32, professional, enjoys life, two kids, quiet time, adventure, and creative living, committed to person, growth. We share a dream. Jesus, she's having she's fucking got a sales pitch.
Oh, James, that C stands for couples.
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 Oh.
What is it? What's the W? Woman, I guess. Couple, woman, and male. That's what that is. That is
couple,
bad
woman, and male.
Business. They're telling you.
CWM is couple, woman, man, 48, educated, likes beach walks, needs female friend to share it with. Oh, my.
Yeah.
They're trying to go for a third.
You're damn right they are.
Oh, my. Oh, that's different.
That is dangerous.
Whoa. Okay. So, divorced female, 5'8", 215. We already did that one. Mm-hmm. Divorced white female, 32, professional, enjoys life, two kids, quiet time, adventure, and creative living, committed to person. Who cares? That's a boring one. Yeah. Have something here. Oh, here's one. Divorced white female, 34, attractive, full figured, 5'5", one son, 6 years old, looking for single divorced white male or divorced white male, 30 to 40, 5'11 plus, no smoking, fun loving, honest, quiet, good times, well groomed.
Yeah.
Is she well groomed or do you have to be well groomed?
I am well groomed.
Divorced white female, 37, attractive, 5'6", 135, professional, likes running, reading, movies, seeks attractive, single white male, 35 to 45, financially and emotionally secure and physically fit and sense of humor.
Okay.
Divorced white female, 41, attractive, fun loving, blonde, seeks professional, I guess, male with good sense of humor between 35 and 50, enjoys romance. Okay.
What a fucking vague ass.
That's vague.
Why did you even take the time?
Right. Divorced white male looking for white female 22 to 35 for walks in the park and time to spend with each other. No drug users. Social drinkers are okay. Divorced white male new to area 40, 5'11 looking for single white female to establish a relationship while learning my way around. First time. Yeah. That's not what you put. Divorced white... white male, professor, 6 foot, 44, attractive, like sports, music, food, fun, seeks special female for compassion, for companionship, and ? 25 to 35, quote, no fat girls.
Did he really?
Right there, Jimmy Wisman.
No fat girls.
No fat girls is the last sentence of his ad. And he does not mean that humorously.
No,
this is 1991.
James, he finished that whole thing and was like, do I write it?
Yeah, right. No fat girls. Fuck it. It's going. He actually put no fat girls on there. That is.
He wrote the whole thing with no fat girls in mind. And then he made sure, you know what? I got to tell them.
What if they think I want a fat girl? No fat girls.
What if a fat girl?
Wow, what a dick.
Up.
And he does not mean that jokingly
no.
either. That is 1991. Divorced white male. No fat girls.
The balls.
Just who do you think you are? Jesus. Good God, man.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Unfucking real.
Can you imagine just have James, it's the goddamn just gall and hubris and
yeah.
just the pride in yourself to be able just to be like,
no fat.
I'm better than
girls
that.
And send. Perfect.
Wow. I'm going to go on one of those apps and just type in no fat girls and
yeah.
see how many show up.
Yeah, it's
how many
insane.
Fucking ads show up?
Jesus.
How many guys have written that shit?
Probably a lot.
I'll bet there is.
Good God. Divorced white male wants a very small, very small and pretty woman. I need a spinner around. Under 40 and under 125 pounds. Consider children.
Wait, what?
He'll consider children if she has them. He might want them. Maybe will you consider children? I don't know.
Here's if all I can get is a 125-pound child, that'll do.
Oh, my God. This is awesome here. Okay. These get better right now. Feminist man with long, curly, dark hair and lean, 5'9", 165-pound, muscular good looks, seeks bright, beautiful, fit feminist woman.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
You don't want her.
No. Or
what
him.
Year is this?
You don't want him. 91.
No. Yeah, you don't
you
want either
don't want
of
him.
Them.
Quote, firm hairy bear wanted by good looking gay white male for fun times. You must be weight proportioned to late 30s.
Yeah.
You must be weight proportioned to late 30s. Like that's a range. You know how that means. Yeah. I don't know.
I guess after 30s, you get a little less weight proportion.
I guess so. Let's see here. Free to good female home. 7-year-old cat and 39-year-old male owner. Both are non-smokers and litter box trained. He's trying hard.
I hope he is so married.
He's like, eh?
I hope he got married because of that shit.
Right. Somebody had to laugh
yeah.
and give him a go on that
He's
one.
He's great.
Full-figured 24-year-old single white female seeks single white male, 25 and up, to share good times and laughs, permanent relationship possible, kids okay. Yeah. Dynamite, 5'5", white female, brown hair, hazel eyes, 36, light my fire.
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, boy. Wants a financially and emotionally stable king to treat me like a queen. Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Early 40s, attractive, educated, non-smoker, professional, single white female, seeks single, divorced white male, 40s, 50s, sense of humor, secure, normal. That's first person who said normal. That's.
Can you please be normal?
That's the first thing you should put, and no one else has said just normal. Normal.
Be a normal guy.
Normal guy.
Please.
Normal. Confident in jeans or black tie? Call today. Okay.
Try not to stuff it in my butt on the first date.
No shit. Not to try anyway. Early 40s. If I tell you to, it's good.
Right.
Early 40s. Divorce might well. White male. Jesus. White male. 6'3". Salt and pepper beard. Seeks lady who is adventurous, fun loving, looks and age unimportant.
Yeah.
Look at that. Fun loving professional male, Asian American, healthy, low 40s, seeks female friend of any race to dine and dance with. That's good there. A lot of race doesn't matter on these. That's nice to see here. Gay black male, 19, seeks closeted gay male like me.
Oh.
Under 35, no prejudice, so race is open. Include photo and phone for our future.
Oh, that's fucked up. I'm going to write this anonymously.
Yeah.
I need you to send me a picture of you.
Yeah.
So that and admit
someone
to
who's
me.
In the closet. Yeah. That sounds
what
like
the fuck?
Sounds like a Republican congressman trying to purge the fucking rolls or something. I don't like that at all.
Or catch another candidate and have some dirt on him.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that. Either way, it's a Republican congressman. Either way. So that works.
I am furious at whoever wrote that. I want to choke the life out of them.
Jesus.
You're a fucking asshole. You're writing an anonymous. Let them be anonymous.
Yeah, who cares? Gay white male, 33, 5'11", 190. Looking for gay white male, 6'3" or taller. Okay. Well, he's looking for something very specific there that he wants. Here we go. A lot of, here we go. What does it say? Inmate swim?
What?
Inmates. Oh, inmate swim, 5'11". 180 pounds, 40s, athletic auto racer moving to Florida to open shop. Seeks single female, non-smoker, dancer, bikini model type.
You're an inmate.
Who likes racing, wants to be lover, best friend. Okay.
Where's that from?
This is from, I believe, Cincinnati.
Okay.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Here, wow. Gay white male, 30, I can make your dreams come true. Come on, dance with me. I'm slender, brown eyes and hair, HIV negative. That's helpful. Thanks for the status.
We assume that.
Yeah, I hope so. Handsome.
That is hilarious. They're like filling it out. They're like, I guess everybody just assumes we're HIV positive.
I should probably just say no, right?
Just disclose this part.
Yeah, that's probably. Let's go ahead and disclose this. Handsome Hispanic male, 30s, looking for healthy female with sense of humor for lunches and matinees. He's only available during the day, though, in the evening.
Evening, I'm going to be with my wife and kids.
Got, got night blindness. I spend the evening at the strip club, so. Handsome man seeks laid-back lady friend, race open, average weight, or pleasingly plump. He's happy either way.
I don't care.
Handsome single white male, 22, well-defined, 170 well-defined pounds, easygoing, hungers for sexy single white female, 22 to 24, who wishes to be swept off her feet.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yes. Hi, Dave here, 6 foot, 200 pounds, 43-year-old divorced white male, couch potato, due to artificial hip, non-smoker, non-drinker, no drug user, church goer, need petite female for fun and future. Gee, I bet they're lining up for that one.
Guy on the fucking couch?
Jesus Christ. Home Alone. South Tampa, 45, divorced white, 91, Home Alone.
Yeah.
Divorced white female, 5'5", attractive, not slim, blue eyes, extrovert, seeks 40 to 50, professional, marriage minded. Here we go. Organic 30s, Texas, our Texan single white male, seeks single white female, Texan, West Side. I'm 5'11", charming, intelligent, and attractive. Prefer intelligent, non-smoking blonde who is pretty slim, semi-athletic woman with character and style. Interests, movies, theater, music, dancing, Cajun food, Tex-Mex, volleyball, swimming, New Orleans Jazz Festival. Wow.
He loves everything.
That's a guy looking for shit.
Yeah. He's a big fan of everything that happens
everything.
On this planet.
Bring me Texas. He just likes Texas. Buxom lady sought. Well,
I mean,
who isn't
seeking
a buxom lady? Creative, active, professional, single black male, 30s.
Yeah.
Seeks considerate, culturally mature woman with character and meaningful interests.
And I also want to hear my thighs slap against your ass.
And then there's that, too. If I mention I want to hear my balls slap against some skin.
I got to hear that.
Because it's true. I'm going to hear that. I just want to hear that.
The thud slap is good with the buxom ones.
We're into the LA Weekly ones here.
Great.
So this is getting good. Good-hearted, straight, single 27-year-old male, new to the city, looking for... I'm new in town. John Mulaney is kind of new in town. Looking for the same in a woman for friendship, conversation, and theater. Handsome gay jock, 32.
Yeah.
10-plus years older than you. So he wants...
Yeah.
22.
I need you to be 10 years younger than me.
Yeah, safe, not sleazy, not a bore. Write me, I'll tell you more.
Safe, not sleazy.
Not a bore. Write me, please, I'll tell you more.
Okay.
He's like writing songs
How
here.
How about no?
Yeah.
Nobody wants safe, everybody wants sleazy.
Yes.
When you're getting a personal ad, you don't want just like, I don't want your fucking whatever, however gays have missionary sex. I guess they can have missionary sex, can't they?
Sure, why not?
That's still a missionary position.
Yeah, sure.
You can get under that.
I don't know if you'd really call it a missionary at that point.
That's what they call it.
I don't think the missionaries were telling people about that one, but maybe they should have been.
Their knees in their fucking chest.
Yeah, who knows? So Here's a single Jewish man seeking single Jewish female with heavy interest in the sciences, math, computer science, eclectic taste in music from Biederbeck to Zamfir, reading Asimov to Zelensky, Aristotle to what the fuck, can play devil's advocate. Long-term plans include... include short term, say 4 years, relevant. I don't know what that is. Send no pictures. All decisions based on software, not hardware.
Wow.
So he just wants
a nerd.
He's a nerd that wants doesn't care what you look like.
I don't give a shit what you look like. Don't blind me with your abs.
Don't blind me with. I just want to be blinded with science. He just wants a chick that'll sit there and like knows science stuff, and he'll be like, "Well, that's good for him. He knows what he wants."
Yep.
Does my dream girl exist? Are you someone who is down to earth, attractive, straight, single, white, under 30, non-smoker, or happens to be alone right now when you don't deserve to be?
Yeah.
I'm a straight, good-looking, 28-year-old, successful white male with a warm heart and a bright smile who would love to hear from you. Photo appreciated, but not necessary. Uh-huh. I do would like to
She doesn't that. Exist, bro.
Here's one.
You're gonna get dudes writing back to you fucking with you.
Oh, you know it. Gorgeous television actor.
Oh.
Very successful.
Tell me
because
more.
Because television actors who are gorgeous usually need to advertise in the LA Weekly to fucking find
they
people.
They jump into the one ass.
Yeah, that goes. In LA Weekly, especially. Jesus Christ. Very successful single white male, 27, 5'9", 150, with firm athletic body, seeks attractive, passionate, adventurous, uninhibited female, 19 to 36, to be my leading lady. Mm-hmm. I enjoy spending money, fine champagne, the beaches of Hawaii, and romantic drives in my Italian sports car. Bullshit.
Fuck you, James Bond.
The fuck out of here.
That guy is a guy that's been on Unsolved Mysteries.
This is Burt Reynolds in 1968.
That's the guy that has duped women and then...
Yeah, and then murdered them.
Murdered them and taken them for, I don't know, $1,200.
That's and left
fucking
them...
Fucking jerk off.
Jesus Christ. What does he say? Italian sports car. I'm intelligent, humorous, sensitive, secure, affectionate, honest, loving, caring, generous, and romantic. You must send your letter and photo and phone today.
And headshots.
I promise I will call.
And your representation.
Who you rep
by? My people call your people.
Oh, CAA.
Set up a day.
I haven't really been dealing with them. Kind of more UTA right now. So
trying to lean away from William Morris.
You know, trying to get away from it, really. Attractive professional gentleman, 26, 6'3", 185, wants to share friendship, fun times, interesting conversations, and special relationship with an intelligent, sincere woman.
Everybody wants a smart person until they get a smart person and feel fucking stupid.
Yeah, like, never mind.
Jesus Christ, you're so much smarter than me.
This is good here. Spanish dominant, full figured, seeks rich, submissive servant for lasting relationship. Only wealthy slaves need apply.
Best of luck, dear.
Fucking A. I want to whoop some fucking rich white man's ass for like 40 years while he buys me shit. That's awesome. I know what you want.
That's everybody.
Fuck it. Yeah, really.
I'd love to beat the shit out of somebody.
Yeah, why not?
Rich every
you pay
day.
Me for it? Here's one. All caps. Black girls only.
Oh, boy.
I wish to meet a sincere, intelligent, attractive young black woman under 30 with style and a full figure. I am white.
Yeah. Perfect. Calm down, Luke.
Yeah. 48. Tall, quiet, loving, and a financially secure professional.
Yeah.
Like, I really want a young black girl with one of those fat asses I've seen on the rap videos. That's, he sat there going, this was like 92. Yeah. He's like, that's Sir Mix-a-Lot. I watched that video. And the gentleman has a point. And I'm, you know what? Black girls only. Let's give this a shot.
Oh, Lucas watched Ed Lover.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? These guys have a good point. I got to say. Jesus Christ, man. That's awesome.
Those Boys to Men sure seem to have some pretty good bitches.
Yeah.
Kid and player killing it. I need one of those.
The fat asses. I need one of them.
Bang, boom, pow.
I've been interested in a fat chocolate ass lately. I don't know. It's an odd.
I found myself, cranking them out to that Blacked magazine.
I've been yearning to Blacktail magazine lately, and I call it yearning when I. Okay. Wow.
I call it yearning when I'm churning one out.
Yeah, when I'm churning. It's yearning and churning. It rhymes. I'm a poet. Never mind.
And then I fill a tube song.
You know how that goes. Single white male, blonde, 25, 5'9", 125 pounds, seeking reasonably handsome, tall, intelligent, educated, witty, athletic, 25 to 35-year-old man who also likes KLSX. KLSX, is
that's
that
a
radio
station
in L.A.?
Yeah.
Foreign films, Nietzsche. Wow, Nietzsche, he loves, okay. Anthro. Okay, dry humor, I guess. Yeah. Dry humor, hiking. No to bar flies, phonies, druggies, serious personal hangups, and financial problems.
Okay.
Not into it. Your boyish, femmy, pretty, gay man, 18 to 26, thin and passive. I'm 26, dominant. I'll send letter. He's the I'll send letter and photo.
Yeah.
That's what it says at the end. I'll send letter, photo. You tell me who you fucking are and I'll send it. I don't want to hear about this.
My box better just be filled with addresses.
That's all I want.
I'll handle it.
I don't want to see one fucking picture. I'm not going to put up with it.
I'll handle it from there. I'm dominant as fuck.
I'm dominant as fuck. Very attractive, articulate, and successful guy, brand new to L.A., seeking equally attractive, somewhat submissive lady for friendship, fun, and pursuit of fantasy.
Yeah.
Here's one. Like to sail? Attractive single white male and two other couples have yacht for first week of June in Bahamas.
Holy shit.
Looking for fun-loving lady, 25 to 35, to join us. That sounds like you're fucking all those people.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to get on a boat where you can't escape, and we're all going to have fingers in you.
It's the implications, and it's going to be gross.
We're going to blindfold you, and you're going to play, are those fingers or a cock?
You're going to play how many DNAs are on me right now. You're going to play Blacklight Superstar. That's what you're going to play. It's a little game we play to see who's the most covered in semen. And it's you. You win. Blacklight Superstar. Blacklight Superstar.
God damn it. That's disgusting. Unreal.
Send a note or a phone number here.
Yeah.
West Side Professional, single white male, 39, sincere, athletic, stable, romantic, grounded, trim, energetic, good looking, sense of humor, wants to share relationship of our dreams with similar female.
Oh, Jesus.
Our dreams.
Why are people so into this?
Oh my God. These are fucking great. Here's one. New York kind of guy from Minneapolis. What the fuck does that mean?
You don't get in LA?
In LA.
You don't get to be
what
that.
What the fuck are you talking about? New York kind of guy from Minneapolis?
I ride the bus. That's
hey,
what it means.
You know, I'm blonde. Hey, hot dish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. The fuck does
New
that
York
mean?
New York kind of guy from Minneapolis. That means I ride the bus, I got no money, and I pay too much for my apartment.
That's right. Hey, that's the kind of guy I am. Experience, 34, enjoys dancing, dining, roller skating, travel, scuba, outdoors, K-Rock, the radio station,
yeah.
Movies, seeks special woman for mutual entertainment.
None of that sounded like New York to me.
No.
Not one piece.
Special woman for mutual entertainment? That's a weird way to put it.
Yeah.
Single,
I want you to have fun.
I want you, both of us.
Yeah.
Single Asian females, 29, seek single male, 25 to 35, with penchant for fake Naga hide, celluloid, cellulite, just a little, and avid consumerism. Be ready and able for straight jacket relationship.
What?
Holy shit. She has a penchant for fake Naga hide, movies, and fat.
And fucking.
And fucking and buying shit.
Yeah.
Must be ready for straight jacket relationship. Short and sweet, handsome professional, 5'10", blue-eyed, seeks dark, beautiful, warm, petite lady, Latina, Asian, or Italian, not over 35.
Yeah.
Those are very different. Asian or Latina and Italian, whatever, interchangeable.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah.
Asian,
entirely different.
The complete opposite of all of that. So I don't know. Bi couple, seeking couples who are attractive, discreet, and safe for sensuous times. No single men.
You fucking
perverts. You fucking weirdos.
That's all the it's always that. There's never like
this is my favorite thing we've ever done.
Yeah.
Can I tell you that? I don't care about all the shows we've done, like 400 episodes, fuck it all. This is
it's
the best.
There's never like a bisexual woman that just like wanders in and just like rubbing her clit,
no.
Being like, come on, everybody.
Where are all the dicks
it.
At? No, not usually.
No.
Those single
it's
men.
Always some creep dude that knocks on the door with his cock out already and he's like,
that's
when
it.
Are we fucking? We were thinking maybe
I'm lubed up already. Jesus. All right. Well, hold on a minute.
Bottle of lube in his other hand.
Squirting. Every once in a while, he squirts it in and keeps going. Every once in a while, he's here. That's him fucking squirting another bag on. I'm drying out.
I thought maybe we could have a glass of wine.
Fuck that.
What are we fucking?
I'm drying out and I'm starting to fucking de-escalate a little here. Let's go. Somebody at least take their tits out.
The tip's turning red. Somebody better suck this.
Good Lord. Okay, so we have two left here. The last one is bonkers. Okay, here's the second last one. Single white male, 42, unencumbered, tall, trim, attractive. Seek single white female, 35 to 40, over 5'6", shapely, attractive, unencumbered. Must love hot sun, power boats, water skiing, memorable meals, good wine, sports buffs, rock music, commitment, not a fling.
Everybody likes that, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, everybody likes fun and shit.
Pick something that's fucking obscure about you that you hate and be like, you must love this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I clear my throat gross in the morning.
It's fucking nasty.
You need to be okay with it.
Must love heavy snorer.
Right.
Must love micro penis and cocaine habit. Things like that. That's something that
must
people
love
need to
a
be
man
aware
who
of.
forgets his surroundings sometimes and farts in public.
Yeah. Must love
fucked up
good meals and wine and the beach. Well, no shit. Stupid.
Must love fine French dining.
Fucking
who the fuck
stupid.
Doesn't like nice food, you idiot?
Okay, here's the. This is the weirdest one of all. Quote. This is the title of it in capital letters. Skinhead network sitcom writer.
What?
So he's not also a network.
What?
Let's unpack that for a minute. He's a fucking Nazi who's also a network sitcom writer.
So it's all
which
of
is
them.
Rare because they're all Jewish Nazis.
That's a great point. Yeah, it is rare.
What the fuck is that about?
I just mean they're keeping all the money.
He hates work. This guy. Jesus Christ.
He's got to show up with all these Jews in the building.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Filthy Jews. Like, what are you doing working here?
Yeah, why are you
going
in
away.
LA?
Yeah, get out of here. Skinhead Network sitcom writer, hottest in Hollywood. He's the hottest writer in Hollywood.
Best one.
I don't know if he means he's the best looking or he probably means his career. If it's this is LA Weekly, yeah. He means his career.
Yeah.
Single white male, 35, 6 foot, swimmer, guitar player. XN? What is XN?
I don't know.
XN? Damn. Desires one gorgeous brainy girl forever.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, must hate Jews. You forgot to add that part.
It's not, see, he did throw the skinhead part in. Everybody hates those.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's throw that in. Must love skinheads. Yeah. That's genius.
That's fucking amazing.
He's the smart one out of that group.
So that's it. That is the personal ad game, I guess. We had the dating game, the prisoner dating game. That's
my
the personal
X
ad
is an
game.
N. That's what he said.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. X is an N. He just left off word because it's more. It costs more.
Right. You know. They pay by the letter.
They pay by the letter. So that is our bonus episode. Next bonus episode will actually be a murder case.
Oh,
we just needed to loosen up with all the murder and have some fun and give you guys a comedy show this week and have a good time. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for your donations. And of course, keep listening every Tuesday, Crime and Sports, wherever you listen to podcasts. Every Thursday, Small Town Murder. Have a good one, everybody.
Bye.